visiting with Nicole West. Nicole, thanks for being with us on the Relay for Life Radiothon.
Thanks for having me, Chris.
You are a survivor. Let's talk about your experience and your journey through cancer. When were you first diagnosed?
I was diagnosed in June of 2014.
So just recently, within the last few years then?
Yes, I'm approaching my five-year anniversary.
Now, when you were diagnosed, did it surprise you? Do you have history of cancer in your family?
I do have history, especially on my dad's side, but surprisingly, I did not test positive for the BRCA gene.
Mm-hmm. So what were you diagnosed with?
Stage 2B invasive ductal carcinoma.
So I imagine even if you've got history of cancer in your family, there's still a little bit of surprise to it when they tell you.
Oh, absolutely.
That, you have got cancer.
Absolutely.
How did you break the news to your family?
Well, my husband or my fiance at the time was at the appointment with me, and I just remember the room just kind of started to spin and everything went black.
Yeah.
And I told him, you know, I can't tell my mom.
Yeah.
You're going to have to do it for me.
Yeah.
So I honestly don't know how that conversation went.
Right. Okay. So what treatment did you go through?
I chose to have treatment at the Cancer Treatment Center of America in Zion, and I ended up having a double mastectomy followed by chemo, and fortunately, I did not have to have radiation.
Yeah. What advice would you give others who have to go through that same procedure? Because that's got to be really hard on the mind and the.
I would definitely tell others to, you know, lean on your family and your friends. And I found the most comfort in just being around other people. Mm-hmm. It was the times that I was alone that it really got to me.
Yeah.
And I tried to live my life as normal as possible.
Right.
The day that we found out that it was for sure cancer, you know, everybody's like, well, what do you want to do? And my stepson had a baseball game that night. And I said, well, we're going to the baseball game.
Yeah.
So I just continued on as normal.
Right. I think that's a key, is just to try to live as normal as you can and keep a positive attitude.
Absolutely.
Let's talk about your Relay for Life team. What's your team?
It is the Pink Ribbon of Hope.
Okay. And that's part of the team that was started by Kate Larson. Is that correct?
Yeah.
So what's the importance of the Relay for Life for you?
Well, I got involved with Relay because of Kate. You know, she started the team, and I got involved to show my support to her. And now that I've been affected by cancer, it's important to me, you know, to stay involved. And it's nice to see other people and have that support and, you know, share with others that, you know, you can survive this diagnosis and there's means of support out there.
Nicole, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you.